is really we just talk about one different artist each week, their influences, who they influence, so on, so on. I guess it's more artist analysis now is where I'm going with the show. But anyways, this week's artist is an artist I've sort of known about for a long time, but never really fully engaged with until recently, as I was sort of moving out of my place in Kingston and into a new place, and sort of a lot of things happened to me this year, and sort of one chapter ending and a new one opening. And I found that with a lot of this band's songs, I was relating to, because a lot of their songs talk about sort of chapters of one's life ending and people passing in and out of one's life and the new people passing into another person's life, and really just about change and growth. And that band is Dinosaur Jr. Now, Dinosaur Jr. is a band from sort of the 80s and 90s, having their heyday in the 90s, and they're sort of talked about as reviving sort of guitar-driven indie rock. And as I've been listening to them, I found that they are very sort of similar to the Pixies in a lot of ways, but the one difference I'm finding between Dinosaur Jr. and Pixies is that Pixies, they are sort of more surf rock oriented as well, and then also just thematically and lyrically with their songs, I find Pixies are more heavier and sort of high concept sort of lyrics and themes, whereas Dinosaur Jr. is very sort of almost emo and like very literal with their lyrics. But anyways, to start off the show, I'm going to play some Pixies and really listen into really listen into sort of the surf rock influences on the Pixies, and also sort of the concept into their themes, and not being very literal, but you really have to think about what they're trying to say and how those relate to the grand scheme of things. But to start off, I'm going to play Tony's Theme by the Pixies. So up first is Tony's Theme by the Pixies.
This is a song about a superhero named Tony. It's called Tony's Theme.
Yeah. Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Have you ever wondered how to use the word myriad? It's a borrowed word from classical languages, originally meaning a unit of 10,000, as in an army formation of 10,000. It's used often now to denote many things, including an infinite number of things, or simply a great number. The big question arises, should you put an article in it, such as a, as in, there is a myriad of stars in the sky, versus there are myriad stars in the sky? And the answer is both are correct. It's simply a matter of stylistic preference. You should, however, be consistent. When you're confused by it, just remember there are maybe not myriad ways to use the word myriad, but there are at least a couple. You've been listening to A Grammarphone with Daniel Wolf on CFRC.
Now, those last three songs were Hey, Debaser, and Tame, all by Pixies. Now, again, I said that in listening to Dinosaur Jr., I found a lot of similarities between the Pixies and even in sort of the era and style, and also what they're credited for in like sort of revolutionizing underground rock and indie rock and bringing indie into the mainstream, obviously, with a lot of artists like Nirvana and Weezer. And I mean, a lot of artists into the 90s, I had Sonic Youth probably, crediting bands like Pixies and Dinosaur Jr. as sort of teaching them and showing them sonically and lyrically what music could be. And again, sort of thinking about the Pixies in the same sort of guitar-driven indie rock, but also with sort of a surf rock influence, and then lyrically thinking of them as like very sort of conceptual, high concept lyrics, a lot of deeper and darker themes, and even sort of a lot of eroticism in their lyrics as well, and like what they're saying, and sort of that being different from Dinosaur Jr., where I think Dinosaur Jr., a lot of the songs are very sort of straightforward, but still really inventive in what Jay Maskus is playing on the guitar, which sort of gives it a nice bite and a nice edge to the music, with sort of how really awesome and intricate the riffs are. But then lyrically, like I said, sort of very straightforward, easy to understand, and I would almost say sort of like very sort of emo influenced lyrics, and maybe could be an argument there for Dinosaur Jr. having emo influences and influencing later emo acts to come in the 90s with bands like Sunny Day Real Estate and sort of like second wave emo bands, and then third wave emo with maybe My Chemical Romance. But again, very similar, the two bands, Pixies and Dinosaur Jr., but I want you to listen to Dinosaur Jr. and sort of listen to how musically and sonically they're very intricate and how awesome sort of the guitar playing on Dinosaur Jr. is, but then also listen to the lyrics and how very emotive they are and very emotional they are, but also sort of very simplistic in understanding how emotional they are. And so the first song I'm going to be playing by Dinosaur Jr. is called Start Choppin'. Up next.
No going back to that. A sonum can't even react. Didn't say it's not okay, but we are dealing the same way.
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly Off the Record.
Now, those last three songs were Going Home, Out There, and Not the Same by Dinosaur Jr. Now, again, sort of listening to those songs by Dinosaur Jr. and thinking about them as very guitar-driven, but then also lyrically, sort of very emotive and emotional lyrics and very straightforward lyrics that are kind of easy to understand if you really sort of tap into the emotions behind them. Now, the next songs I'm going to play are all off the Dinosaur Jr. album. It's their most like commercially successful album. It has the song Feel the Pain on it. And again, very similar guitar-driven emotional lyrics, but this time they sort of elevate the rest of their sound around them, bringing in more sort of heavy drums and more drums that are attuned to what is being played on guitar and very complementary to what is being played on guitar. And I want you all to listen to that and sort of think about how musically driven and sonically driven their music is, but then how it remains to be sort of very emotionally driven as well. But yeah, the first song I'm going to play off of that is, again, Feel the Pain, probably their most commercially successful song. So up next is Feel the Pain by Dinosaur Jr.
Thank you.
cause I've been waiting. Won't you come? Cause I've been waiting. See if it's true. See if it's true. Can't pull out.
Those last three songs were Seemed Like the Thing to Do, Over Your Shoulder, and Yeah Right, all by Dinosaur Jr. Now, that brings us to the end of the show tonight. But again, sort of thinking about sort of guitar-driven indie rock and how in the mid-late 80s and then 90s, sort of counteracting and complementing grunge, how those artists like Dinosaur Jr. and Pixies sort of revived all of that while also sort of making it their own. Pixies being more sort of high concept surf rock influence, as well as very sort of violent, erotic in their lyrics. But then Dinosaur Jr. being really crafty with their guitar work and then later their drum work as well, but then also very emotional with their lyrics and sort of straight to the point, but very punchy about it. And I think that's why I like Dinosaur Jr. so much, because of how sort of clever they are with their songs and how they pair their sonic intricacies with their very straightforward, emotionally punchy lyrics. And I think I really appreciate that in songwriting. And I think that's why Dinosaur Jr. is so unique and so influential and also so successful, because very few artists are able to be unique and stand out on all fronts of music, both with their instrumentation and their lyrics. But yeah, that brings us to the end of the show. Again, my name is Liam. This has been Revolving Door on CFRC.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
On Saturday, May 2nd at 6 p.m., the Food Sharing Project invites you to step into a lively, chef-powered dining experience unlike any other. Start the night with a complimentary cocktail, raw bar, and charcuterie before moving through a series of interactive stations hosted by chefs from six standout Kingston restaurants, including Aqua Terra, Baja Craft Kitchen, Bella Bistro,